You over here moving my shit around, Slim?
Yeah, it was sitting in a puddle. I didn't want it to...
What was in a puddle?
This fucking adapter piece.
My adapter was in a puddle? How did it end up in a puddle? Did you put it there?
No.
Is it a condensation puddle?
Yes,
is that what you're referring to?
Right.
Oh. Science puddle, as I like to call it.
I like that,
because science creates it. Evaporation, condensation.
Bob, if you didn't know.
It's naturally created.
It's mist. It's dew. You
I don't know about mist.
You didn't want my adapter and my table dew?
I'm helping you.
So it's the Lousy Weather Media Main Show, episode 244. I'm Sean Ast.
Bob Comparta.
Slim.
We have Angel in the Chris Clem's Coffee Corner. How's it going over there?
Coffee's hot.
And our guest today, making his triumphant return since episode 88 was the last time he was here. All the way back in the year 2015. Do you even remember 2015, Slim? Jeez. Like, were you still just sperm wiggling in your dad's drawers at that point? Like,
no.
Are you 3 years old?
Yeah. No, I had no aspirations, and I was just getting high every day.
Hell yeah. So 2015... was the last time you were here. That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long absence. What have you
been... That was when I had a 15-minute drive, I think.
Yeah, what have you been doing now?
The same shit, just in Cleveland.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
No, you were in Kent, right?
Yeah.
And then now you've...
I was a Kent local.
You moved to Cleveland like a year ago when we booked you on the basement show.
Yeah.
You're like...
As soon as it was inconvenient to come, you guys booked me. Yeah.
I was going to say we booked you, and then you were like, all my dreams are coming true. Time to go to the bright lights of Cleveland.
I was like, I'm moving to the big city.
Yeah, I'm going to be a fat cat. Call me Rockefeller. I'm living on Euclid. That's where all the
that
barons.
That's not where I live.
That's where all the fat cats live.
All the fat cats lived on Euclid Avenue. That's why they called it Millionaire's Row.
I moved
Row.
To West 114th instead of Euclid. I was far from there.
Now, yeah, you're out in the... I don't know. How nice is West 114th?
Well, I was north of the train tracks, so...
Okay, so that means you're all right?
Yeah. I mean, there's still like an apartment right by the train tracks.
You were hanging out with...
Is, like, Pill Hill. But...
You were still hanging out with the Soches. You weren't down there with the Greasers.
No, I wasn't a Greaser.
Oh, that's nice. So Dylan
I was
Lusk...
the Jets, not the Sharks.
Dylan Lusk has made his return. You are telling jokes at the Funny Stop tomorrow night. Wednesday night, so it'll be
the night
this airs. This will go up tomorrow.
This ain't live?
No, well, it's live. We're live right now, but the podcast doesn't go up till noon on Wednesday now.
Oh, perfect.
I made a...
Call Funny Stop as soon as you hear it.
And tell them that you want to see Dylan Lusk.
Reserve a seat. It's the finals.
Pete will say, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Dylan Lusk?
He doesn't know me.
What is he, McGregor now?
Who the fuck is Dylan Lusk? Yeah, I did turn him into an Irish accent.
Oh, God. Any accent, I'm like, that sounds like
Speaking of the funny stuff, this is a super inside joke. Only people that know the funny stuff will get this. So if you don't get this, I'm sorry. But... The Funny Stop, the other month, Pete, who owns it, who's Lebanese, I want to say, right? So he's
not American.
He's still pretty thick accent and grasp on American culture.
Uh-huh.
So he posts a promo photo for his show last month
Mary
Santora and Brian Kenny. So it was just a big picture of Mary Santora that was like blown up, so it was super pixelated, and then put a picture of Brian Kenny right in the middle
right
of it.
Right in the face, right under her nose.
Yeah, right under her nose, so her mouth is cut off by a picture of Brian Kenny. So when a show got announced that was Marv and Chris Clem, I took a picture of Marv telling jokes and then put... There's this great picture of Chris on his Facebook, Chris Clem, where he's shirtless, like holding the mic stand like down like this. Like, just straight rock star, shirtless, leaned back with the mic stand held out. So I took that and put that over Mar's face, like right under his nose down, and was like, can't believe you guys aren't posting the official promo photo. And then the official promo photo finally came out, and it's even better than I could ever imagine. It's Chris on... Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, yes, I saw it.
And then just a picture of Marv with some other guy, so
Josh
they're super...
Walshko. Yeah, Josh Walshko.
Josh Walshko. I couldn't even tell the picture was so small and they were so far away.
Yeah, because Josh is on the show, too.
And that's
he's hosting.
And that's what's over Chris Clem's face. And I was just like, this is even better than I could have imagined.
Well, Clem and Marv are going to be there tomorrow closing out the finals.
Oh, they're doing the warm warm up.
Warming up.
Doing the warm up tomorrow night.
Lubing them up.
All right. So here's the photo I posted.
All right.
Can't believe you guys aren't using the official promo photo. But then the official promo photo came out, and here it is. It's even better.
I saw that one, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so much better than when I
didn't know what that was when I seen it.
When Pete, that's the type of shit.
It seems like you have to deliberately make that picture like that.
The funny stop is, I think that is brilliant marketing.
Yeah.
Because it's so.
Like, that's a funny stop show.
Yeah, it's so basic.
He's got such
just,
a knack for graphic design.
He's got a knack for just social media, how to go viral.
Like, I didn't know that was Chris's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire photo at first.
Yeah.
It looked like he's saying in Chipotle land, just found out barbacoa was good. It was just like, that's what I'm going to get.
Man, Chipotle.
Sometimes, if you see some shitty graphic design, sometimes you're like, this dude's a veteran.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
I used to buy beer that had shitty labels because I was like, these are just old dudes that made beer forever. They don't know what graphic design is.
One time,
like, am I gonna hire some 23-year-old to help me sell beer?
We used to have a friend when I was still playing in bands. We had a friend TR who would make us shitty flyers. Like, the show would get announced, and he would just like take the worst picture ever. Like, say it'd be like you ever seen that video of that guy who's like, can you quack? Can you quack like a duck when you fuck? You ever seen this video?
I haven't.
All right, let's find a different reference.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I don't know where to go
You've
with that.
I've never seen them. They're the greatest band in the world.
All right. Take your word for it.
It's a guy, like, in a American flag thong.
Might as well look it up now.
And he's, like, shaking his dick, and he's like, can you quack? Can you quack like a duck when you fuck? Can you something my balls when you suck or something? You've never seen this?
No.
Anyway, it would just be, like, a picture of that. Be a picture of that guy with, like, Times New Roman font.
New Roman. It's a bunch of squiggly lines.
It's, like, the same color as the background of the picture.
It'd be, like, Times New Roman font. And then he would, like, post it in the event page. And whoever the promoter would be like, oh, great, flyer, and share it. It'd be like, I can't, no. Like, don't use
He's
that.
He's like, I got 2,000 copies printing right
don't
now.
Don't use that shitty flyer. TR would be like, oh, they used my shitty flyer. Like, he'd be so proud of it. Like, no, it's not good. Now I gotta fucking find the can you quack like a duck when you fuck
shit. TR hit me up on Snapchat the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's still alive. That's good to know, because he's deleted every other social media.
You can hit people up on Snapchat.
Yeah, you can message him like, yo.
So you have to, like, take a picture of yourself to do it?
No.
Oh.
You can just start a conversation, just a little chat.
I never had it ever.
Yeah, you just do a little chat.
The band is called Goat and Your Mom.
Goat and Your Mom.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm trying to plug it in here. Hold on a second. Get that adapter.
Alright, so there's this dick just bouncing.
Wow, that's it's a nice hog.
No.
Oh.
Can you quack? Can you quack like a duck when you suck?
Oh. I didn't know it was a band.
Like a horse when we fuck. Can you take every inch off your butt? Can you shit on my chest? Fucking love.
Someone's grabbing.
Somebody's grabbing his
Someone's
dick.
Oh, wow.
He's diddling it.
I'm not even.
And he's not interested. He's.
Is this on YouTube?
Yeah.
He's like, is it?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
This is intense.
It's a real band.
He's into it. Wow.
He fucking.
Who are the
like
other dudes in that band?
Yeah, they're probably pretty jealous.
They're like, hell yeah, we got a show.
Is that all I have to do on stage to get someone to touch my dick on stage?
No. Yeah, no. Just have it hanging out. I would touch it probably.
Dope.
If you flailed around for long enough.
Dope. Can you quack? Can you quack like a duck when you suck?
Is that more views than Slim's new video?
Oh yeah, definitely. Let me see.
Thanks, Bob.
Real quick. Right, let me check. Aww.
By the way, Slim,
I hope
a new
it
video.
Doesn't. I hope your video went viral in the last 20 minutes. You're like, shit, there's 20 million views.
3,400 views on this version, but this ain't the original. The original has 480,000 views.
See, I was feeling
like,
confident at the first.
That's like underground YouTube, though.
480,000 views, and it's called Your Girlfriend's Favorite Song.
I was feeling confident at the first number, but that second one, I'm only at 300,000 views.
I didn't know I had a girlfriend.
You ain't even close to that. You had probably, how many views on YouTube you got? Like 20, probably?
40.
40.
But on Facebook, it's like 34.
How many from you going to check how many views you had?
Five.
man. So, yeah, our flyers would be like that guy with his dick flopping.
Oh, yeah.
In Times New Roman ramen font. Oh,
Times
man.
New Ramen.
Times New Ramen.
Is that a restaurant somewhere? Because it should be.
Wait, let's open it. Because ramen, I could make ramen noodles.
That's it.
Just to make it fancy, all you do is throw a fucking hard-boiled egg in it. You know?
Yeah, now it's from like Naruto and shit.
Put it
in
like a slightly bigger bowl.
With chopsticks.
Yeah. You don't use the chopsticks just for the Instagram picture.
See, I think it kind of is an untapped market. I was watching a, this is going to sound racist, but I was watching a documentary. Well, it's not going to be racist.
That, I can't believe you just said that shit.
You were watching.
You're ignorant, man.
But no, it was a
setup for this is okay because it was a documentary.
It was a Japanese wrestler, and he's like talking about how being in America, like he can't find no good ramen anywhere. And while he's saying it, the guy next to him is wearing like a cup of noodles T-shirt, like very ironically, like he's just like, I can't find no ramen.
Isn't there a what's it called, pho place up in Cleveland?
I believe it's pho.
I thought it was pho.
Yeah, I won't eat it because that dumb shit.
What is it?
Like just ramen, like real ramen, like with like the beef and the egg.
Oh, it's
the...
just ramen though.
No, yeah. It's vegetable. Get vegetables in that too.
Well, yeah, that's what real ramen's got—a smorgasbord with the noodles.
Like, no, you're not.
It's like Campbell's
pho,
chicken noodle versus Progresso.
I don't like saying pho either, though. I always said pho the wrong, dumb way, but
it feels right to say it.
Well,
like that.
People get so. First time I had it, we were at a restaurant in Portage Lakes, and the guy kept correcting my friend as she was saying it, and he was rolling his eyes, and it was hilarious. It was like an old white dude, and he was like, "It's pho." Right in our face, just kind of like with a flick of his wrist, like getting very upset.
Yeah.
So like I just have a bad, yeah. So I'm now like, oh, you mean pho? If it's gonna make you that mad,
that's awesome. I bought Coors Light today.
How's that treating you?
I haven't had a Coors Light since probably 2007.
Are the mountains as cold as the Rockies?
Feels like
pretty much just Akron water.
I miss the super blue mountains though to let you know you're.
Oh, they don't do that anymore.
What, it doesn't tell you it's cold anymore?
I think these ones
you gotta rely on feeling,
but not these up here.
And taste? Did they let me down?
I saw him put a thermometer into it earlier.
Yeah, just to check. That's how I got it.
He also had a thermometer in the Rocky Mountains to compare.
Yeah. I used to only drink Coors Light. Coors Light was Googled my drink.
How really? Cold are they? Yeah,
that's a divorced mom drink.
I would get pitchers of it at the Mullen Alley.
Ooh.
Of course.
Oh yeah, Coors.
Last
Light.
Time we went, you know what Yingling, I fuck with? You're stepping up.
$8.
Coors Banquet.
Is that
all
good,
day, dude? It's real good.
I have yet Coors to try Banquet. It.
But I
and those
so,
banana milkshake colored cans.
So I've been watching.
I'm attracted to it.
I've been watching
the tiny bottles.
I've been watching Hulu.
All right.
And they crank out the Coors commercials with Sam Elliott, where he's just like Coors.
Sweeter. They don't show that on my Hulu. That's because they're fucking listening to you.
It's super sweet nectar that you drink next to the fire. Coors.
I pay extra not to see that on Hulu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't have commercials on my Hulu because I'm doing well.
Oh, I get it.
I got an extra $3 to spare a month.
I tried to give you a bell on that one, but my bell went.
Saw it.
So, So, yeah, I have a lot of ads on my Hulu. There's nonstop ads. But I always I think that...
You, like, pay less for more ads?
For more ads.
Like, I'll just put up with it.
$2 a month Hulu?
Yeah.
It's not even my Hulu. It's Amber's.
You, like, steal your neighbor's?
Yeah, steal my neighbor's Hulu.
You got a bunch of wires going to his house?
Fucking... But I feel like Sam Elliott could sell me anything. And that's why I drank Coors today. Do you even know who Sam Elliott is?
No.
Am I just like speaking to myself? Somebody out there,
I know
Sensible Cowboy from.
Yeah, he's that guy from movies.
Yeah, he was in Parks and Recreation too.
Yeah.
He was Ron Swanson's like mortal enemy.
Yeah, because he wore sandals and shit.
Super nice guy, but yeah, it's completely opposite from Sam Elliott's role. Sam Elliott's just one of those like real men with a fat mustache. Like,
yeah, if he drinks light beer.
And it's the regular Coors.
He's like, I don't drink it, but you pussy should.
It's the regular Coors, the original, with the little mustard yellow cans.
Hell yeah. It's a banana milkshake.
Right. When I think of Coors, I think of that Brock Lesnar promo from that UFC
where
fight.
Where he's like, fuck Bud Light, yeah. I drink Coors Light.
I'm going to go home and drink a Coors Light. Bud Light won't pay me enough. And then at the press conference, he was drinking a Bud Light apologizing.
He had to say sorry. Because Bud Light
they
was
put
like
him
the...
in commercials. He cannot even speak.
No, this was after he won the title.
Yeah, they were like the biggest UFC sponsor at the time. The entire ring's like a big Bud Light logo. And he's like, Bud Light won't pay me. So fuck Bud Light. I'm going to drink Coors Light. What does he say?
I'm going to go home. And I might even get on top of my wife tonight. And just drops mic, walks away.
I'd love to hear like him and Andre the Giant get drunk at a bar and have an argument. I just can't understand one word any of them says.
Coors Light interview. It's a 2-minute clip. Fuck off. I don't want to
hear. Brock Lesnar post-fight.
I didn't even know he has ever spoke for that long.
It'd be like a roided out troll fight.
Yeah, Brock was all in.
Paul Heyman doesn't come in and talk for him.
Ah, that's funny. That's a good joke. I like that one.
Brock did all his own stunts in the UFC.
All of his own stunts.
Yeah, no Paul Heyman.
He does his own stunts in WWE. You think Paul Heyman takes the bumps?
Sometimes.
I told him that a year ago. I pulled that sumbitch out. And I beat him over the
some
head
bitch.
With it. I'm gonna go home tonight. I'm gonna drink a Coors Light. That's a Coors Light because Bud Light won't pay me nothing. And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight. See y'all later.
What the?
Did he say I might bang my wife?
I might bang my wife.
I just might. I might get on top of her.
Where is he from? He does the Midwest,
from
the Midwestern
Minnesota, I think.
The
right?
Coors, yeah. Where he's, Coors has four syllables in it.
He's from Minnesota. Now he lives in like Manitoba.
He probably says
like,
he's got some big old ranch.
They always say LeBlatz. For Labatt Blue.
He says
it's like,
where'd
all his S's come
Sam
from?
Sam Elliott says it like that. He says, Coors.
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 The director's like, say every single letter.
Coors. Man, he did say, I'm going to drink Coors Light because Bud Light won't pay me, and I might get on my wife tonight. His wife's...
If it was Bud Light, she'd definitely be giving it up. But.
His wife is... his wife's Sable.
What?
Yeah, do you remember Sable from WWF
in
1998?
Yeah, what is she, like 63 now?
Yeah. She's at least like 10 years older than him.
I remember seeing that. That was like, what, 9 years ago?
Well, that's
something
why
like
you
that?
Said might. She might pass out early.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to fall
He's like, her bones hurt. It's going to rain tomorrow.
I drink a couple Coors. She'll pop some aspirin and we'll...
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
It's like, after Jag's on, she's pretty much out.
Shit. Yeah, and that was like 7 o'clock on USA. God damn. Speaking of WWE, did you see the big news for WWE this week?
No.
They signed a new deal for television deal for Monday Night Raw that's gonna pay them three times the money they're getting right now for it.
Really?
Jesus.
And then they're moving their show SmackDown to Fox, and it's gonna be on network TV, and Fox is paying them millions of dollars for it. So they made over a billion dollar deal.
Whoa.
Is Raw still on USA?
yep. Oh, and shit. USA is paying. I'm trying to remember like what the deal was right now, but whatever it is, they're making three times that. So I think the deal before might have been $300 million and it's up to $1 billion, or it was something like $3 million and it's up to $10 million. But so it's one of those numbers.
Pretty much the same thing.
I know overall they made about $1 billion. Well, they didn't make it yesterday, but they signed about $1 billion worth of
deals. Can you just watch it live on the network?
No.
Or do you have
no.
to wait?
Raw's still on. That's why they're paying so high price for it. Because the only thing that garners ratings.
I would probably just wait.
The only thing that garners ratings for TV anymore is live programming.
Yeah.
NFL, NBA, MLB, UFC, WWE.
But that's interesting because UFC's Fox deal is up soon.
Yeah, that's why one
UFC's
of the reasons
on
why.
Fox now?
Yeah,
they've been for
Dude,
the last few years.
Sidebar real quick. UFC just signed a crazy deal with ESPN too. Where
they did.
ESPN's launching a new app, and it's like only. It's like a
ESPN Plus, I think, or
yeah,
Go
it's
or something
like a ESPN standalone.
Those
app.
Names are already taken.
Like the way, HBO
it's
now
ESPN Flicks.
HBO now.
ESPN. So
the way HBO started doing HBO Now where it was a standalone subscription service. You didn't have to have cable for it. ESPN's trying to do that now with
smart move.
So they what they did was sign this deal with UFC to get exclusive fights for this app. So but all I could think is like UFC's got pay-per-views, they got Fox specials, they got Fox Sports 1 specials, they got the prelims on Fight Pass, and now they're going to do even more fights for UFC, yeah. I mean for ESPN. It's like, man, they are spreading themselves.
Everybody's fighting.
ESPN, UFC, ESPN.
There's too many cards as is, but basically like...
Yeah, look, we got the MMA expert here. I forgot. He hosts his own MMA podcast, ANA MMA. What? Yeah, so
I've never heard of an MMA podcast.
Drop the knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, if you like MMA, we're the one for you. Basically, there's too many cards as is, so they're struggling to find, like...
Yeah, who's going to watch it?
The market's oversaturated as is between UFC and Bellator. Like, there's every weekend there's something going on. But with UFC Fight Pass, there's so many fights you get on each card that's free. Well, you pay $10 a month for that. But now ESPN, you'll probably have to pay like $5 for that. So what they should do is, if you do pay $5 for ESPN, maybe you'll pay $10. You get Fight Pass and ESPN.
God,
or ESPN, sorry. And maybe you can watch... But at the same time, I don't know. It's pretty new what they're going to do with it. But
you're going to get a subscription where they bring another TV so you can watch them both.
It's not a bad deal for UFC because...
Oh, it's great for them.
Because they're already probably going to have jabroni fighters fighting at 4 in the afternoon anyway. So let's just film it instead of not. And that's the only difference. So for them...
Yeah, it's like they're like Sunday Night Heat.
But
shit.
Exactly. But to ESPN...
They're like some idiot will watch it.
To ESPN, who are they going to attract... Like I the way I heard this deal go down was it was enough money that they would have to get like 7 or 8 million subscribers to this app, and it's like that's not happening.
Yeah,
like Netflix ain't even hitting really that many numbers. I'm not sure what they're up to, but Netflix has only got to be at like 10-11 million people subscribed to that.
Probably, and that's
a
people
lot.
That have their password to 5 different people.
Yeah. Like the WWE network does like 1.5 million on average. You
really?
Know, if we're like say like 200,000, 300,000, those are the free month people. You know?
Oh yeah.
So maybe they might have 1.3 million paid.
Yeah.
And so how the fuck is UFC or ESPN? God damn it.
I know.
It's so hard. So many letters.
UFCPN.
Now, the reason
Netflix
why I brought all this up.
104 million subscribers.
What's up? Netflix has 104 worldwide or in the U.S.?
Worldwide.
Worldwide 104, worldwide. Which means the U.S. is probably still like 50, so I way undershot that. But
that's just a bunch of people VPNing and pretending they're out of the U.S.
But at the same time, the UFC has worldwide market. Because
people,
you have fights in Europe, you have fights in Australia. You got they had a fight card in Dubai.
Yeah,
so.
I don't see UFC putting a lot of work into trying to get people subscribed.
You have to switch it up. Start throwing in some chairs and tables, ladders and shit.
Right.
So
I'll start watching.
The reason why I brought all this up was
smack them with the belt.
So back,
yeah. Then they're gonna do an invasion again.
Back to WWE, like signing all that money deal. The reason why I brought this up was on Sunday night. I had heard about it. Like, it was about to be a rumor. It was the rumor mill. Like, they might be signing a deal coming soon, and the top three bidders for SmackDown are either Amazon, Facebook, or Fox. So, obviously, WWE went with the only one that's, like, a television network.
Yeah.
But, so they were saying that this bidding war might go pretty high because these digital services want it. And they were saying that
they already have their own digital service.
And they were
so
saying Raw would go super high too because the price of live TV has gone up. So they were saying like, watch the stock, it's gonna jump. Like, and I felt like super insider trading.
Ooh, yeah.
And I was like, oh shit. I was like, I better buy
You're on like 4 cell phones.
I was like, I better buy some WWE stock. It was at like $11 that day or $20, something like that. And then Tuesday, and I was like, well, this ain't going to get announced anytime soon. I got a couple days to buy some stock. And then fucking by Tuesday morning, it was announced on Twitter that they signed with Fox, and the stock instantly went to $60. When I checked
stock
it.
In Fox or when, WWE?
In WWE. I checked it. This would have been, what, Sunday night? What day is it? Tuesday? Monday? It might have been yesterday. So I checked it yesterday night. And it was closing at $60. I was like, fuck. So Sunday night, I could have bought that stock for $11.
Damn.
and then sold it and made $40 on, because I would have only bought one stock.
I could only afford one stock.
Had enough information to know that that would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
What would have made you think that not that it wouldn't have jumped?
That's what drove the price up.
Isn't that why? Time for this.
Isn't that why Martha Stewart went to jail? Someone told her WWE stock was about to go up.
Yep, insider trading. Yep.
She's
like, they're about to do SmackDown live.
Sold that shit. But yeah, so I felt like some insider trading. Like, I'm about to make some buku bucks on WWE.
Right. You could have bought a bag of weed.
Coors Light.
Yeah, I could
too bad you only had $10 in your account, dude.
Yeah. It's like Sam Elliott told me he might start doing ads for Coors Light. I didn't believe him.
Yeah, man. WWE stock market jump, man. I couldn't believe if you watch it. Like, I downloaded a little stock app and everything so I could see the chart, and it, like, you see the little needle go whoosh, like,
they were really only $11 a share.
Yeah, somewhere around there, 11 to 20, something like that, $14 something.
How many shares to be like Triple H level?
A lot.
Like 30.
Like, I know Vince McMahon sold off, like, I don't remember. I know it was $100 million worth, but I think it was like something like 300,000 shares or something like that. Or
damn,
it's a wild amount, and it was about $100 million. So yeah, that's a lot of stuff. He's bankrolling a new football league.
They're gonna say he's bankrupt.
No. He sold.
He sold all his shit and went bankrupt.
He pays debts.
Isn't he just doing XFL again?
Yeah. He
but
sold.
They got weird rules in that.
He sold $100 million worth of stock, but he still owns like 87% of the company. Damn. So that's how little $100 million worth of stock was.
Wow.
Do you just get to decide how many shares your company has within it?
It gets divided when you go public. It gets you have to bring in a board of directors, and then everything gets divided from that nature.
The XFL has weird rules. Like, you can't have a DUI, so I can never play.
The
Johnny Manziel can never play either.
Yeah, that was stuff he was talking about in that press conference, but we'll see what it looks like in 2 years.
I thought it was. It's like the backyard wrestling of
in 2000
NFL. You can't even have a DUI?
In 2000 it was. This time they're trying to go.
I saw half those dudes were like getting rides there from there. They're
trying to Uber.
Yeah. It was. You ever hear the stories of Josh Gordon and the way he... I didn't know NFL players had so much free time on game day. Does that make sense?
Really?
Like, he's... He was. It was a Sports Illustrated
article.
He's
like, yeah, it starts at 1. I'll get there around like 2.
Yeah, true. Well, not that.
Like, no
but
one's gonna really be there right at 1.
Not so much that, but he would show up to the facility for the 9 o'clock meeting, and then everybody has to meet at the stadium by like 11:30 or something.
Oh.
So they would do the meetings at 9:30.
Like, go get brunch.
He'd stop at home, fucking smoke a blunt, and fucking drink like 4 Jack and Cokes, and then head to the fucking game and play the games just blitz out of his mind.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he talked about it in his fucking in the thing. He said all of his seasons for the Browns, he would go to the meetings and then go get drunk and then go to the games. And that dude,
I mean,
was,
why not? Works for like the Sandman.
True Brown tradition.
Oh, that
what
was
if a, he rolled in like
oh,
that?
Oh man, what a wrestling joke! I hope there's
he
wrestling
rolls in just
here.
Drinking beers. The game's delayed. He's like pointing at the crowd and
smashing
shit.
It on his forehead and shit. Cigarette lit, fucking
climbs the goalpost.
Woman happens to be with him. She's been dead for 10 years.
Around the
goalpost. It starts rapping barbed wire.
Dude, I got the Blu-ray from when the Sandman came for an AIW show, and there's footage on it there of him pouring a beer in my mouth, a Natty Light.
Oh yeah,
all over my face.
I love the way AIW can pump those out like that too. Like the show happened, and then you were probably able to buy that 2 weeks.
I was
later.
Leaving the bar, and they're like, "Do you want a DVD?"
Just that, like, because I went to a show they did in Akron. It was their first time doing one here in Akron, and they had it up on our website for sale in about a week.
Yeah,
I was like, "Holy shit! How do you?" Production.
Just do multicam.
There. Yeah, fuck.
Multicam and Premiere.
And then just slap it all together.
Yeah.
I need some Premiere in my life. That's what I need.
It's like $20 a month.
Yeah, that's too much.
Remember that 10, remember that 10 bucks
paid.
In his account?
Where's that
get paid to use it. That was my trick.
Yeah, I Why don't we take a break? We've been talking for too long. Dylan Lusk, you're at the Funny Stop this week.
Correct.
You're Funny Stopping tomorrow. How many times have you done this? You're in the amateur contest, right?
Right.
Now, how many times have you done the amateur contest? Haven't you won it before, didn't you?
No. The only other time I went to do it, the only people that showed up were two of my friends, and then Pete canceled it.
No, oh, this,
he's like, you guys got to bring people. So I made sure my friends went and told him that they were there to see me.
Yeah. So he at least didn't look at you like you were terrible.
Yeah, he still did.
There was one time I showed up to an amateur night and there was nobody there, and I was wearing, like, I used to have this nice suede jacket. Like, I was wearing my suede.
What happened to it?
I left.
Yeah, what happened to it?
Yeah,
I left it somewhere, a strip club or a bar or something. Yeah, I forgot
that's where
it.
Suede jackets go to die.
So I walked in with this suede jacket, and fucking Pete was just like, all right, big man, what's your name? Let's put you on the list. Let's get you signed up.
He's like, you're
up
last.
I was like, no, no, I'm just here to see the show. I think Tom Nelson was in town or some shit. This is how long ago it was. But, yeah, so I was like, no, man, I'm just here to see the show, you know? And he just kind of looked at me like, you're wearing way too nice of a jacket to just be coming to see the show.
He's
right
like,
now.
You dress like a hacky comedian.
essentially. But yeah, you're at the Funny Stop, which would be tonight when the show
tonight
airs.
Tonight.
At noon with, tomorrow.
Marv Connor, Chris Clem.
Marv hosting? Or Marv closing?
Marv's hosting and featuring.
Okay, and then Chris is doing his warm-up. So Chris is in town?
I believe so.
Or he's coming
to
town tomorrow.
Yeah. Which is today.
Yeah, I should have.
Noted.
And then there's also,
I should have hit him
I
up,
think, like 23 other amateurs.
If you didn't know, Chris Clem sponsors our corner over here.
Yeah.
You keep pointing at the sign like it's a WrestleMania sign. You just point it.
There it is.
There's, all right, Rhonda.
But
ChrisClem.com, the keyword lousy weather.
I think it's ChrisClem.net.
I mean, it inspires me over here to keep the coffee hot and the drawings going.
So
I feel like you'd be like geocities.com/tripod.
But yeah, so Chris Clem sponsors the corner over there on our Patreon, and you can sponsor a corner on our Patreon. I should make that.
Are all the other
thing.
Corners available?
I think so now, yeah.
Fridge? Yeah, we got that one for you.
I'm trying to get rid of a mini fridge. I could stack it on there.
Two mini fridges.
Double
dude.
Mini fridge.
Yeah.
Double
like
fridge.
Hack it, turn it into a freezer.
Everybody gets so excited. Yeah.
That won't affect the electric bill.
Dylan Lusk's mini fridge tower corner.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/LWPodcast. I've been putting up exclusive shows and shit. Last week, my friend Derek and I watched an episode of WCW Saturday Night from 1992, and there was a boxing male stripper character, and it was so fucking awesome.
Nice.
Like, I was just like, this is God's work.
Hell yeah.
This boxing male
God's
stripper.
God's plan.
Like, he was having chicks were tipping him at the... I was like... And it's so great because I used to watch this when I was a kid, and now I'm like realizing what this guy's character was. When I was a kid, he was just a little Richard looking glitter gun shooter.
Yeah.
Now I realize he's a boxing
like,
male stripper.
Dust.
Yeah. Like he's
and
in
what
the,
did you think
in the
was
ring,
Dick?
Like, it was all right. But he used to be married to Sable too. So
was he any good?
Who at boxing?
The boxer? Yeah.
He was boxing. I mean.
Was he a real boxer, though? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Golden gloves.
Cool. golden glitter gloves.
Anyway, so there's exclusive episodes on Patreon, and you can sponsor a corner, patreon.com/LWPodcast. $1 a month, Dylan. You can afford a dollar, right?
Yeah, but if I bring a mini fridge, I feel like your electric bill goes up more than a dollar.
Well, we need multiple people.
In the
to
end, I'm just
dollars.
Hemorrhaging money from your company.
We get multiple dollars and we'll be okay. Let's take a break and then we'll come back and talk more about life, love, happiness, the American dream, Dylan's balls. You want to talk about your balls?
I don't have much to say.
But like, I realized where I was like outclassed in the wild category when I just saw this man eat strip club food. I was like, yo, like this is a This is a whole nother level.
It depends where.
Nah, man. If you're eating inside of a strip club, you are at a whole nother level of where. I don't give a fuck.
Like, I've eaten at strip clubs a few times.
Bro, look at you, though.
They got two dozen.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh, fuck, dude. Sean left the room.
That just happened. That just happened.
Weather Media Main Show, available wherever you get your podcasts, or visit lousyweathermedia.com.
It's in my head, think I'm schizophrenic. That's where they stand, let get it from another planet. 36,000 times, do a somersault. Do it right, you can live your whole summer off. I'm on my mind, yeah, nigga, seeing double, y'all. Tell me what's the chance of just a fucking both of y'all. She said, alone, we can.
If that's the case, might as well leave the lights on. He said, what's the chance of me fucking both of y'all? They said, as long as you keep your ice on.
Keep your and ice on?
His ice, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
meth?
And then he replies, if that's the case, we might as well leave the lights on. But if I'm fucking two people, I'm keeping the lights on anyway.
Yeah.
We're savoring this moment.
Well, you gotta find the other person, right?
here's my favorite rapper.
It's not all, like, muscle memory.
I love this shit. Guess what my mama told me? She hates my partners. Guess why she hate them, though? Because all of them robber. Fuck the police. Fun, because all of them swallow. Cause the bitch holla, where the pill man at? I need a blue dolphin. Best rap ever. That's what the whip cost me. $100, that's what the pussy cost me.
Ha. Are we karaoke?
He paid for pussy!
Plies has got his rock and he's got his Craigslist hoes, you know?
That's fair.
I took a blue dolphin in high school. It was meth.
Yeah, so there wasn't a blue dolphin then.
That's a clothing brand now.
Blue dolphin?
Oh, it's pink dolphin. I'm lying.
I was about to say, blue dolphin is ecstasy.
Yeah.
It's an ecstasy pill.
Pink dolphin sounds like a gay club term.
Anything could be ecstasy. I've seen Transformer ecstasy. I've seen
Yeah, they were right. It looked like ecstasy.
Get out of here, Slim.
I was like, it didn't have what
you
I thought it
You weren't around in the 90s. You don't know.
You're
the...
three. We determined this early.
I'll agree with Slim.
We
had one that looked like Optimus Prime. It was
pretty
dope.
Literally everything is an ecstasy pill now. I don't know now. But.
Yeah, I don't think
you can press
that anymore.
10 years ago.
No, it's all Molly now. It's all if you don't have Molly,
which is sketchier.
No, I feel it's less sketchy because like you don't know what they put in that pill.
See, I don't know anything.
Yeah, but
about
it
that.
Takes some effort to make a pill. That's rather than just like, here's a bag of some powder.
All it takes is a press.
Once people
my cousin's
start
friend's uncle got it, so it's good.
Yeah, but you have test kits. You have test kits now at festivals and shit. And you know,
once people start talking Molly is when I'm like the old man. I'm like, back in my day.
That's all the music you listen to.
Is Molly music?
Right. Try Molly, Sean, and you'll be hip.
No, I don't want to. No, I should have put holes in your brain, man. It's like core CD.
That's some 90s bullshit.
Yeah. So holes in my brain the size of Cheerios and loose change.
Yeah. Blue Dolphin will also
one of my favorite rappers.
I probably already got holes in my brain. I remember back in high school. Well, I wasn't in high school. I was in middle school. This is way back in the show.
Back in middle school is how you should have said that.
I remember back
in
middle
wasted
school.
Wasted time.
There was this guy, Brock, who...
unless you're telling the story from Brock's point of view.
Brock was in high school. Keep that in mind.
he ate core seedens every day. Multiple boxes.
Every day. He was coming to... Would he act normal off him? Like...
No.
He was just sick.
He was tripping balls. he just had a cold. No, he was eating like 24 of them a day, just tripping balls constantly.
In school.
And when he tried to go to the army following graduation, they scanned his brain. It was like 14 holes.
or some Whoa. Shit like that. Yeah,
he's like, I just got gauges in
it. Yeah. Just in my brain pierced.
So just like breakdowns. The White
House lawn. No idea whatever happened to that guy.
How does that happen?
What's up? Because the drugs eat your brain,
just
man.
Melt your brain.
Yeah, what a dick man, move! They drugs. Don't just pick the same hole and make it bigger.
Yeah, <They're good. laughs> oh, that's awesome.
I used to be able to write.
Yeah,
you have 14 really small holes. It's better than one big hole, right?
So, Dylan, you've been keeping yourself out of trouble. No holes in your brain.
I don't think so.
What's it like, Ben?
I haven't been to a doctor in like 10 years.
Same.
You've been
I could be riddled with cancer, but.
You're the premier Cleveland metal comedian.
Maybe.
Are there other metal comedians?
I guess not.
Are there other metalheads? Like, there's like metalheads in comedy. You know, yeah. There's like who's that one guy that had the notebook on his TV thing? Brian Posehn.
Oh yeah.
He's a metal
he's like
guy.
An old hair metal dude. Though,
yeah,
I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah. That's the metal guys I want to be around.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're into Exodus, that's my guy.
Exodus is sweet.
Yeah. So there's like metal people in comedy.
I'm
you're kind of
black metal comedian.
You're the black metal.
Black metal comedian.
Yeah. Do you
yeah,
paint?
Like, hey, I got an open mic in the forest.
I'm wearing corpse paint. Yeah. We're
gotta
gonna
bring someone though.
Yeah, we're gonna sacrifice the sound guy at the end of the show. Cook his brains. But. So is there a metal comedy community in Cleveland at all, or is it?
I wouldn't say so.
Just you? Is there any other metal?
I wouldn't
heads?
Even. I don't know if I call my. I mean, I had some jokes about.
Yeah,
it before,
you had
but,
jokes about Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah,
being the metal guy, so you were putting it out there. It was. That's everything you say on stage is obviously true.
Yeah.
So
it
you
all
know.
Just happened the other day.
just this morning.
Yeah. I used to do that. I'd be like, this happened the other day, 3 years ago when I wrote this.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's like, yeah, I've heard you tell the joke for 5 years now, man. Does it happen
keeps
every
happening.
Other day? It just keeps
yeah.
happening. I don't
this
tell
guy
if it's not
keeps
true.
Showing up.
So, but yeah, do you have a kinship with metal comedians at all? Is there anybody else who's like, oh, man, sick shirt, bruh?
No. There's a bartender at Lakewood Village Tavern during the open mics. Mm-hmm.
Who's like, oh,
metal,
yeah,
yeah.
You're metal.
So hey, we're always just like, what's
he's
up?
He's got like the denim jacket and tight jeans. Or,
yeah, dude.
All right, so he's...
Denim's in.
Yeah,
denim is in right now.
Denim is mad in.
Yeah.
Canadian tuxedo.
I've had some just like...
Excuse me.
Like sharp-dressed people be like, sweet jacket, dude.
Mm.
And I'm like, do you even know what this says?
Yeah, because you're metal. So you're the metal... you're the Cleveland's most metal comic. That's
I don't
gonna
keep
be...
up with music as much anymore, though. And metal's like tough to keep up with. You gotta like, do your homework, man.
I don't even feel like there is metal anymore.
It probably is.
It's. Well, I mean, like, it's. I hear music. I hear.
You hear Jeezy?
Young Jeezy still.
Yeah, I hear him snitching. Right,
so I. but no. So metal has been a tough genre to keep up with. There's bands that still do it, but like the everything's like throwback. It feels like it's
yeah.
all like it's like Carnifex and all your favorite deathcore bands from 2007 are coming through town
yeah.
again. You know,
they're like, we're touring on our first album. You're like,
yeah,
you came out that 2 years ago.
Yeah. So it and I kind of feel like that's a lot of the issue. There hasn't been a resurgence of. And maybe I'm missing it. Like, baby metal is, like, the stuff I hear that, like, people are, like, talking about.
With those little Japanese
kids? The little
kids?
Japanese kids.
Like, I mean, if they can shred, they can shred.
Like, I feel like that's accurate. Because I'll still yeah. watch, I'll still go to see a Carnifex concert, but I haven't listened to them since, like, Hell Chose Me, mm-hmm. like, around that album time.
So,
when you said baby metal, I pictured, metal. Like, kids, like, a Kids Bop album, but all, like... metal songs.
It just feels weird because
you got some there, dude. You
it
got
feels weird
metal.
Because in 1999, like, you didn't know somebody who wasn't into Limp Bizkit or Korn or
Limp Bizkit was metal.
Yeah,
that's rap metal. That's new metal.
Yeah, new metal.
That's rock to me.
New metal was fucking huge. Disturbed
dude,
is what
shit
changed
got me
it.
Into metal. Though,
yeah, Disturbed.
Know?
This when Disturbed came out, it was like, okay, now it's rock music.
Yeah.
But before that, Tool, fucking Korn, Limp Bizkit, Power Man 5000.
Slipknot was big.
Slipknot
was blowing up.
See,
I never got into Slipknot.
Those are all rock bands to me.
Yeah.
When I grew up on metal, it was like
core, dude.
Trivium. Trivium was bomb.
Trivium was a bunch of fucking losers. Like
Bull for My Valentine.
They sounded like Metallica too.
You think?
Yeah, they sucked.
I don't know. Killswitch Engage.
I didn't like them either, but they were good. At least they were a good band.
Yeah. Trivium were always just like showing off their band shirts. Like, check out this Megadeth shirt.
I sure had one.
Play your fucking show, dude.
That's awesome.
Like, no one even knows these kids.
So you're the metal comic. You wear it proud.
Jim Florentine, isn't that? Isn't Jim he Florentine, the metal comic?
He's that metal comic. Because that's like his official tagline. Jim Florentine, that metal show comic guy, but not the short one. They're coming. That's the way I have to differentiate. My dad was like, oh, my dad loves that metal show on VH1. Yeah, yeah. He's like, they got the one guy coming to
He's going to Sachsenheim, isn't he?
And he's like trying to say the name, and no, he's coming to Funny Stop. He might be going to Cleveland too. But and my dad's like, oh, they have the comic coming. I was like, the short one or the tall one? The short one. All right, now I know who you're talking about. Yeah, that's sad. So anyway, those are the two metal comics to look up to.
Yeah,
you can either be me the short one or the tall one. You could do it's Jim Florentine, Don Jameson, and Dylan Lust.
Yep,
the trifecta. That'd be a hell of a tour. I'd pay for that.
Jim Brewer.
Oh yeah, he's the AC/DC he's old school comic.
Metal.
Yeah.
Hair metal comic.
AC/DC is the worst.
Yeah, Jim Brewer's going to be on the Chris Jericho cruise because he's so metal.
Yeah.
Is Fozzy going to be there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Fozzy's metal.
That's metal. No, it's not.
Like, that's what's popular in metal right now is Fozzy. Like, Fozzy
finally blew up. They're selling. I remember they played live Raw.
Yeah, when that was when they were like a cover band. Yeah. Now they're like an actual band.
Tequila Stranger.
They actually have like hit songs on the charts right now.
No
Yeah, their one song went like number 4.
Where are the charts even based off now?
Streams.
Like what
streams
people play on YouTube?
Come in there. Yeah, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all those get added into it. Now, as long as it's registered for SoundScan, that's how songs can fucking get played on TV shows, and then they're all of a sudden number one and shit that. Like there'll be songs from 1999 that all of a sudden become a number one song.
Yeah,
I
even
know
people are like, "What's that stupid song from that show?" Yeah. And like pull it up.
It's like on.
Let me Shazam it and then put it on the Spotify playlist on repeat.
Somebody who's playing music.
Sorry, I'm downloading Trivium's album.
Fuck that.
He looked directly at me because I was going to look up something.
I haven't heard him in years, sorry.
Wow.
No one's heard. Do they still make new music?
We're talking about Mariah Carey.
They do. They still make
music. Check out my closet.
I bet it sounds the same.
It's been like 15 years.
So, yeah, Mariah Carey, her Christmas song, that's all that you
all
hear
I
all
for
the time.
Christmas Is You?
Yeah, it was number one this year for the first time in fucking.
It wasn't number one back
15
then?
15 years. I don't even know if it was back then.
You Jesus. Know what my favorite thing Go is? Ahead. The Undertaker meme where he's like waking up out of his coffin and it's like Mariah Carey on December 1st.
It's like, no, you're back.
Like that. It just makes it so good.
That's awesome. Yeah,
Mariah Carey's return. So how's it been in Cleveland now? You're not doing the Kent open mics anymore.
I did Gyro like 3 weeks ago. It was fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
You came down for the Gyro?
It's like a homecoming, except there's a bunch of fucking strangers now.
Yeah, you don't know anyone.
Yeah, a bunch of college kids who are like, I'm going to be edgy in my first 6 months.
And they're talking about dumb stuff on stage they shouldn't be.
Yep.
Kent
or the classic frat boy brings 20 people for only his set, and then they scream
then they
for the next three comics while they leave. It takes them 30 minutes to leave.
But so our friend Nick Fleming's still running that, though.
I love Nick.
I talk to him about it from time to time. I've been trying to get him back on the show. He's just a busy guy.
Is he?
Is he, though?
Family man.
I like that.
As far as I knew, he didn't exist other than
like,
Sundays.
Is
but
he,
he could, like, crawl into a cave right after that show.
Oh, man. So that's so now you're what are you doing up in Cleveland? Different open mics or shows or anything specific you've been a part of?
I'm trying to think. Nothing too. It's all the same shit.
I know
everyone has a weekly show.
You got nominated
no one does any,
for
like,
the you got nominated for the Cleveland Comedy Awards too this year, didn't you? Didn't you have? Then were you nominated for something?
This is awkward. I didn't.
You weren't.
I didn't. I won a. I won an award from another website.
Okay, so maybe that's what I was thinking.
The Comedy Connected Comedian of the Year.
Okay, you were Comedy Connected. Yep. What is Comedy Connected?
It's like the same thing.
I was almost like, what the fuck?
They run a lot of shows on the East Side. Mm-hmm. They actually run cool shows.
I'm like a little promotion crew.
Yeah.
That's sick. You did our show. You did the show with Brian Parganier, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was Basement Parganier.
I was in his territory beginning of the month.
Oh, you were on tour.
No, I was working, so I was in a hotel in his town.
So you're traveling the country then?
Yeah. Filming conferences.
I follow you on Instagram, and I would guess from that you've given up music and comedy. And are just doing a food channel.
I just eat.
Yeah, you just eat. I eat a bunch.
You post a lot of food photos on Instagram.
I get crazy about food photos.
I was just in San Francisco, and I ate tacos.
Rode a cable car.
I didn't have time.
You didn't even have time for the cable car. I was eating tacos way too much.
I heard they got a burrito shop out there where they put taquitos in the middle of the burrito.
What? Jesus. That sounds like some white people shit. I was in the Mission District. They never heard about that.
Ooh. You should probably ask.
That actually sounds awesome. I totally would have eaten that.
Throw a couple of taquitos in this.
Dude, I love saying white people shit. That's like my new favorite thing.
Taquitos in a quesarito.
Oh.
It's hilarious, like, looking up a restaurant on Google in San Francisco, though, because everyone is real good at taking pictures of their food. So all the pictures that show up are, like, beautiful. Like, nice shallow depth of field, good lighting and shit.
People have, like, little miniature, like, curtains and, like, light fixtures they put on their food.
it's gonna be curtains for you. I don't know why that voice popped up. You just need curtains.
If you want to be Instagram famous, Bob, that's what you need. Small curtains.
I'm gonna start making small curtains and selling them
for your Insta post.
Be really good at taking food photos. Buy my curtains.
Get the right backdrop today.
Oh, man.
If you ever wanted a mini green screen to put your food wherever.
I was about to say, all I could think about was like school photos with the like change the slide on the color to change your background.
You'll see me
color.
Pretty soon on like super late night commercials. I'm trying to sell my little curtains.
Like that Norton furniture dude.
My name is Bob.
He'd be like, Pale Farm sucks.
You can come get my curtains. Come get my curtains. Oh, man. You remember Mark, from Norton Furniture?
No.
Mark.
Wasn't he on the Super Bowl a couple years ago?
Yeah, he was on the Super Bowl, man.
What was it?
So that's the fame I want you to achieve as metal comedian.
What, this guy
I never heard of?
You've never heard of Mark?
Mark Norton?
Yeah. Norton Furniture? Or be like, my name is Mark.
No, I don't know that.
You can count on it. You got what? Well, it's the greatest.
Jim Norton Furniture?
No, it's the greatest, like late night random commercial, local commercial you'd ever see. It's like.
I don't got cable.
It would have sketches. It'd be on network TV. It was back in like.
And I got Hulu Plus.
This was.
I believe we already said that. I think he stated it again.
I don't think he's been on TV for a lot of years.
Well, you might have seen him in a flyer that TR made.
Oh, yeah. I still got some on my fridge.
It was years ago. It was like back in the early 2000s that this guy would be on TV every night.
Yeah.
He'd be selling furniture. For every local community has a guy like that. Where are you from?
It's like that. There's always the lawyer team that everyone knows.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, Freeman Damiano and Smith.
I don't know what company it was that did that commercial.
It was Taco Bell.
Yeah, Taco Bell. They took the most recognizable person from each region and made a commercial just for that region, and they chose him for our region because they thought he'd be the most recognizable.
That's pretty damn smart.
Mark from Norton Furniture was the guy. But every locale has him. Yeah, you should know him. Come on, man.
Not even from here, bro.
Where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, see, that's what you had to have.
We had Steidel and Steinberg, two lawyers with ponytails.
Exactly. There had to be.
They still show up when I go home.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're still on
still
TV.
Still practicing.
They're still on all the.
Fighting their own cases now.
Still on all the buses and shit.
Fuck lawyers.
They mean well.
They mean well, but man, once a case is done, that's all they need. They got your money.
That's the law, though.
I've been watching crime docs, and I'm like, I'm on Slim's team. Fuck lawyers.
Yeah, you call them about a question, and they're like, I don't need to hit them back. I got that check cleared long ago.
I'll talk to you the morning of your case.
Here's Mark.
And if you can't get cheese in a shell, Look, no.
Whoa. Taco Bell's new queso. How'd he get that lightning?
It's gonna be big. So big.
It's the way all of his commercials used to be.
For fabulous furniture, come see me. For cheese bacon with Sean, go to Taco Bell.
Damn, how much do you think they paid him for that shit?
Nothing. Look at him. Look at his acting.
He probably got a cool fucking...
He's like, I'll do it for a quesarito a week.
Yeah. They probably,
that was probably the biggest check he's ever got in his life.
He sounds like a spirit.
His bank was probably like, fake, dude.
He sounds like he's deceased already. Like, what?
He's like, this is how much money commercials should pay? What have I been doing my whole life? It's
Mark from Norton Furniture.
You mean I can broadcast two companies in one? That's legendary.
So, metal comic Dylan Musk. I've been crying a lot lately.
That's metal. Crying's metal, right?
Yeah, that's metal.
Trivium cries, I bet.
Somebody was...
More likely.
Pussies.
Like, so,
I don't know. I don't think I'm metal comic anymore.
So I go to work.
What are you wearing? What shirt are you wearing?
Watain.
What does it say?
Watain.
Is that like
a black metal band?
Black metal. So yeah.
Yeah, you're in there.
So I was going to work the other day and I was listening to a podcast and the guy started talking about his grandma and I started tearing up. And then I'm like, man, I can't go into work like crying. My eyes will be all red. I'll look all high. No,
like,
I was.
Were you crying about? Like, I heard a story about someone else's grandma.
No, they'll be like, they'll be like, you're stoned.
Some guy I don't even know.
Nobody's gonna believe me when I'm like, I'm not stoned. I was crying because the guy put a Hulk Hogan figure in his grandma's casket.
What? Maybe they'll send you home.
All
fuck
the
it.
Times people were like, your eyes are red. Or, are you stoned?
I'm like, no, I'm crying. I've been crying.
No, I just heard this really emotional
like, you're full shit. Of
shit,
you high motherfucker.
I just heard Aerosmith.
I really connected with it.
Yeah, I was just like,
it's called AMMA. No, I'm yeah.
I was.
Was it This American Life?
Tearing up. No.
It was NPR, actually.
I've cried to NPR, too.
Same.
I've just cried. I hear stuff and I cry.
I don't take you as a crier.
I cry at Hall of Fame speeches. He's
always crying, dude.
God.
Seriously.
I've only ever seen him mad.
The WWE Hall of Fame is like 6 hours long.
Mad.
That is 6 hours of me bawling my eyes out the entire time. From the first moment somebody's like, thank you so much. I'm like, you deserve it.
And then again, whenever Ultimate Warrior dies right after.
Yeah, and then, yeah, he dies 2 days later. I'm like, oh my God.
Did you cry when the Cavs won?
The championship?
Yeah.
No,
single
just the
tier.
Other night.
I don't just the other night. I don't remember if I did or didn't.
It's, I thought you said you had a single tear.
I don't think you did.
No, that's,
maybe that was an exaggeration.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like something I said.
I was with
that
you.
That's
when that
me
happened.
Crying,
I
ass
think
Sean.
You were crying.
I was working at the game.
That was my birthday.
You were there. You were taking pictures.
I was taking videos
For the
24 pictures a second
for the Cavs.
Yeah.
So you were
really?
You were picture taken. I mean video taken.
What did I just say?
24 second bot.
Actually, I think it was 60 a second.
Ooh.
60 frames per second.
Yeah.
Holy shit. How the
I didn't know they were in the finals until they called me to come down there that night. I was like, "What do they play basketball?" All right.
But so, you're friends with LeBron and stuff, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he tells people he's friends with me. But
now, how does somebody get this job?
Well,
I've never had somebody who worked for the Cavs on the show before because they're scared of losing their job from the Cavs because of things I might say.
Oh, I'm just like a freelance guy.
Okay, so
and I only work during the playoffs.
Like
Nick Citrone has been on the show, but was it before?
It was before he was on the Cavs. Okay. After he joined the Cavs drum team, he won't come on because.
Oh, which one is he?
Things they say. He's a drummer for the...
Yeah, but the Q-Sticks.
Yeah, Q-Sticks, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of them.
There is a lot of them. That's why I'm
is
like...
Is he the main dude?
I'm like, I'm not going to be able to pinpoint it.
The
I don't
dreads?
Think so. No. That's a guy I went to high school with, though,
he's
actually.
From, like Canton or something, right?
Akron. Well, at least he went to Ellet with me for a while. I can't remember his fucking name right now, though. But he played at Willis's event. He came on stage and played Buckets during Willis's voting event.
I filmed them doing that last night.
Nice.
What the fuck is that guy's name? I'll have to figure it out. I went to high school with him.
Sorry, former comes out, looks real stoked about Buckets.
He was always
like, dude, man, I wish he could be that happy about anything.
He was always on the drum stuff in high school.
Former guest on my show that worked on the Fast and the Furious 8 set gave us a prop for that. But he also did one of LeBron's commercials up in Cleveland.
Listen to his name.
Mikey Tell. He worked up in Cleveland with LeBron, and apparently LeBron was a diva. Like, they were telling him, like,
that
okay.
Dude doesn't even tip.
Yeah, they were like, okay, so here's what you got to do, and you got to do it like this. And it was supposed to be, like, a little, like, 3-4
hour
thing.
Why you got to come on this podcast and start just besmirching the name of LeBron James? We don't do that here.
I'm just telling you what I've heard.
He's like, if you guys aren't interested, I have a show.
Just telling you what I've heard. Apparently, he's a diva when it comes to taking instructions from directors and whatnot.
I sold weed to someone from the art department of that movie when they were in town.
No, my pizza shop delivers to LeBron.
And they did not give me a job. After.
You just buried the lead there, too.
Yeah. My pizza shop delivers to LeBron, and we don't get to take the deliveries because the owner comes in to do it because it's bullshit because he gets like a $120 tip when he does it.
Oh, my
God. I
don't
believe that. That dude's probably like, please bang my wife.
That's that's what the $120 payments were.
Well, it's like he delivers to schools for the LeBron James.
We are family.
Thing.
Foundation.
Yeah, man. But
I think that's his money that pays for it.
Yeah, it's LeBron money, man.
It's probably Patreon money.
Didn't he just spend $31 million sending people to college, though?
He sends a lot of people
to school. Or 41 or something like that. So
that doesn't mean you can't
really
tip your server.
He builds
no, but I mean, it doesn't mean that he doesn't.
Here's $5,
cool
kid.
That's not a tip.
Tipping,
tuition's not a tip.
I want to see a photograph. You know what I mean? I want to see proof of the tipping thing. That was like a rumor that started before we all had like good stuff.
I know. I just believe it about everyone.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like
I'm like, oh, that's a dick move.
So I'd love to see the thing, or maybe he didn't. Like you know how nowadays there's always pictures of like. People that like write on the waitress's thing, like
yeah, and it always says customer copy at the bottom.
LeBron tipped $100 on a $400 order.
Yeah,
like.
He just wrote it on the customer copy so he can deduct it from his taxes. He's like, yeah, I totally tipped that.
Fucking LeBron! I can't believe you guys are gonna besmirch the name of
LeBron James. Hey, no, I
don't even know that guy.
I give him only good luck because he's the only thing helping us in the finals here.
I also heard that too, but I mean, I gotta check my. That, how many years ago was that?
What the tipping thing?
Yeah,
it's been
and
going
even if
around.
He doesn't,
until
like,
he won the championship.
It's been going around like, since 2003. They were like, he had a Hummer, his mom was on crack, and he didn't tip. That was like the rumors that every...
I guess I wasn't paying attention.
2003, and he lived in Akron. That was what everybody said about him. Oh, I went to school with him. His mom's on crack. He got a Hummer, and...
And he won us a championship,
and he doesn't
and I'm a
tip.
Dumbass.
Yeah, well,
idiot,
who tipped
bitch.
In high school?
The championship
you didn't
came
understand
10 years
it.
Later. Yeah, you didn't tip. You didn't even tip the people at Swenson's back
yeah.
then. You just got your California and went on your way.
Well, Mr. Pink also didn't
boy,
believe
boy.
In tipping. Mm.
What's
and
up?
He stayed
Mr.
Alive.
Pickles?
Mr. Pink from Reservoir Dogs.
Have you watched Mr. Pickles yet on Adult Swim? You
no.
It's on Hulu, so you can watch it ad-free.
Okay. Can you get it on the more expensive Hulu?
Yeah.
Okay.
it's on Hulu. But Mr. Pickles, he's a dog that murders people.
Oh, it's the metal show, right?
Yeah, it's pretty metal. It's like Mr. Pickles.
Yeah. They used to have like commercials with a bunch of like metal music playing.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, the intro's metal. It's pretty.
I do love
dogs. You need to watch the show. It's about a dog and it's super metal. Sweet. So yeah, Mr. Pickles.
Those are two pretty cool things.
That's you would enjoy it. It might be
Mr.
Your,
and Pickles.
Mr. Pickles. Do you like pickles too?
Yeah, fried.
I've been getting into pickles.
So let's
fried
move.
Spears? Yeah. Fuck the chips. They gotta be Spears.
Right, no way. That's wrong.
Oh.
So Dylan Lust came on this podcast to besmirch the name of LeBron.
I mean, I guess
say
I,
he's
I didn't
say
try
he's
and
not
him.
Say he's not metal.
Well, he isn't.
No, I mean you yourself. You're.
I worked at some event with LeBron.
Did you?
He seemed like a nice guy.
Soft flex.
He seemed metal.
Soft flex.
Oh, you were name dropping
like
some
there.
He killed a goat, sacrificed him to Satan. He is pretty metal.
Nice.
So yeah, LeBron builds things too. You ever seen him with a hammer down there on?
No.
Down there on Cascade Village or whatever, rebuilding the condos.
No. Man, every time I go down to those games, that selfish ass is just playing basketball the whole time.
No, he's down. Because he just came from building houses in Akron. That's what he does. His free time.
Under the
That's why he's sweating.
He goes to the team meeting at 9, then he goes and builds a bunch of houses. And then he goes to the game.
Oh, that was good. That made the whole LeBron conversation worth it.
That was the whole highlight of the episode, actually.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what the other thing I had written down was. I don't know what happened to my cell phone. No, there it is.
It's right under your nose.
What's my other topic for today? Walking. I walked in the park.
Oh,
good. What a transition.
We have no time to talk about this?
I walked in the park yesterday.
Yeah?
I went to the gorge.
Okay.
They have part of the trail closed, though.
How come?
Probably erosion.
Waterfalls and
the waterfall's back here, but no, like, because normally, have you ever been to the gorge, Dylan?
Is that the huge rocks
here? It's the one with you can kind of go caving a little bit. There's like small rocks,
spelunking, if you will.
And
can you?
It's got
the place I was at, you couldn't full on spelunk.
No,
it's got the,
you kind of get in some shade,
it's got the Ohio Edison waterfall. It's right on the Cuyahoga River runs through. I don't know.
Have you ever crossed that pipe?
No,
it's
just
a pipe
across
the pipe. Dude, you gotta cross the pipe. I
don't know about that.
I don't cross the pipe more.
I don't cross it no more. Yeah,
that was the thing the kids didn't say.
Have you ever gone behind the waterfall?
I have. Wait, the big waterfall?
Yeah, you can
go
behind it.
No, what?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
You just walk to the side of it. And then
you
go
just
under.
Move your they body until you're behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
Over the years,
water looks the same from both sides.
Over the years, they've taken out like 10 dams along the river, so now there's a lot more water that runs through there than there used to be when we were kids. Back in the day, it was the water was a lot.
It's not spelunkable.
I went swimming,
but anyway. So I walked, and it's my probably because last week we had Acacia here, and she did a tarot reading, and my tarot reading said I needed to get outside.
All right.
I needed to get outdoors, so I went to see the world. But some of the trail was closed, so they kind of like detour you backwards along the trail.
All right.
Problem with that trail backwards is then it becomes all uphill. It's like my first time walking forever, and then I'm like walking up these stairs, like, oh my god, I hate all this. And then I like feel the sweat just like getting further and further away from my neck, you know what I mean? Like that little sweat ring has started, like just a little bit of wetness right here.
Point's always when you see like a 70-year-old just hustling, like
and,
doing fine.
Yeah. There was a little kid and a mom that jogged right past us. Yeah. Like they were like, sorry, excuse me, get the fuck out of our way.
You a loser.
And smell.
Oh my god. So, and then like by the time I hit the end of the trail, my sweat line from my neck went below my nipples. Like you can see wetness from my neck on my shirt. Like my shirt was wet, soaking wet from my neck past my nipples.
Sean's first gold chain.
I was like
from a sweat ring.
And how far had you walked?
Like
at this point?
3 miles. Right. It's like a fucking line of sweat down my back.
You would think that Sean S. has never seen a park before.
You know what happened too? We got sheets on the way, so I ate two.
Well, that's where you went wrong.
I ate two hot dogs, I had to poop the whole time. I'm just ready to poop off these.
I think marathon runners eat a bunch of gas station hot dogs before they. Yeah.
They're two for a dollar. How can you beat it? I guess I'm.
They hand them out to you along the way.
Two for a dollar hot dogs.
They have like the hot dog gun shooting them out.
Thanks, hot dog man.
Yeah, I'm wearing all black because I'm metal. I'm just all sweaty walking through the mud and then walking uphill. It was torturous experience.
Yeah.
But then afterwards...
I hate walking.
I felt pretty... I said that a bunch of times. So I was like, this is fucking terrible. Why did I ever do this? This is one of the worst things.
But Amber loved that.
Yourself. So now, she was like wanting to tough it out at first, but then she was feeling the same way I did by about 2 miles in. And especially with her arthritis trying to get up them stairs. Oh. She was like, "Well, this is tough." Yeah, since you want to go there, Slim,
right.
Gotta bring up fucking arthritis and shit.
I sure didn't, no, but
well, if someone's struggling, it's always just like a battle to see who will give up first.
Basically.
And then it's just like, yes.
And she was like walking all
and you gotta like keep it up for another like quarter mile.
She yeah. she doesn't like...
You're like, oh, you done? All right.
She doesn't like holding up for me. Like, she likes to just like zoom, which I get, like, but at the same time, I'm like, well, then I wish I had some headphones because this is fucking boring.
Yeah.
I'm just out here in the goddamn park.
So she just left you in the dust?
Pretty much.
Damn!
She's like, later, queer. She's like, hops on a motorcycle.
I have to start going like, Amber! Amber!
Later, she's all crippled, like, I should have waited.
Babe! Babe! Like, you just hear me, like, wandering through the park going, babe! Amber!
You should bring, like, police tape and just, like, put it around trees and lay down for when she comes back.
There was times where I was like, I'm gonna stop on this... I'll stop on this bench. And then I'm like, never mind. I'll just keep going because she's already too far ahead of me. Can't. But then I was like,
she probably just gets out of sight and stops.
Pretty much. And
that's
then,
what I would do.
She has to wait. She waits and holds up every once in a while for me. And then, yeah. But then I did some dangerous ass shit, man. I was like, well, let's cut back. So the path we're going at backwards.
You went across the pipe?
No. We even worse.
You're trying to cross the pipe?
So we came up to where the trail was closed on the other side. We walked the whole detour loop around, and then you're supposed to like turn left here, and then you can go up through the caves. And
but
come
we
back
went right.
Yeah, so I made a right turn.
Oh, that's a dangerous way.
Because I could see a trail that was like, you know, they had a trail there. So we start walking up, and then I'm like,
it's like an old guy. It's like, we don't go down that way.
I notice it's just a straight down hill. Like, I am walking up to just a straight down fucking hill. Like a cliff.
Yeah. Millennium Force.
I mean, now it wasn't that tall. Maybe the hill was as tall as my house.
All right.
You know,
that's still a steep fall.
That's a long, steep hill.
Like,
casually walk
like two trees down it. So yeah, I'm walking up to it going, this ain't a good idea. We shouldn't do this.
It's not like you don't have the ability to stop walking. You're like, we shouldn't have went this way.
And then, but
it's gonna drop off.
Too late.
We're screwed.
There was a point that was no return when I started going down it. And yeah, so I'd like shuffle ran like really quick and like caught a tree and was like, oh shit, that's so dangerous. Oh, and I'm like slide down past that tree and like all rock and roll ski and like grabbed another tree. That sounds pretty intense.
I'm imagining this and it looks ugly.
And then I'm like, Amber, you're gonna be all right. She crab walks. Like, I'm like, you should just turn around. Just turn around. And then just meet me. And she's like, no. And I'm like, well, it's better than crab walking in the mud. So then I get like near the bottom and I finally hit a big tree. So then I just lay against it and I'm like, go ahead, just come down. I'll catch you. Just hit me. Just run into me. Just because you're coming down with a lot of you don't realize that like you can't stop yourself.
Dude, trying to walk slow down a hill
down,
is the worst
yeah,
thing in
you
the
just
world.
Go. You just
walking like Gumby or some shit. You're a fucking idiot.
So she crab walked all the way down the hill, like hands in the back, like or hands in the mud. I was like, just run into me, and she just grabbed, walked right past me on the right. I was like, okay. You're right. But we got down that hill. It was the most dangerous thing I've ever done.
I rolled down the hill.
Yeah, I don't know why I would fucking... When I got to the bottom of it, my like foot was like hurting. I was like, man, I'm 30 years old. Like, why am I doing that type of stuff? I've got to remember that I can't do that. I can't like just walk into the road. Yeah, man.
I'm 30 years old. I can't be just going outside like this.
No, I can't just like try to go down a cliff. I mean, like, what was I thinking trying to walk down a cliff?
So I got 7 years of good cliff exploring.
Yeah,
left
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy it while it lasts, dude.
What the fuck was I thinking, man?
It's gonna be over.
I know what I'm doing tomorrow. Shit.
No, it was funny because then we walked like 10 more feet down the path and realized there's like a lot softer, gentler path that would have connected us if we just walked like 5 feet to the left, but instead we went down.
What, did you have like horse blinders on? You couldn't even turn 5 feet.
Extreme shot.
You didn't even glance to the right.
No, we just went right down the fucking.
There's like a slide to the right.
We're like, no, this is a straight downhill. We're going straight fucking down it.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that was my experience yesterday. It was good, though. It felt good afterwards. I felt live. I felt good. I felt live and alive. Good. And then I got pizza, and I felt fat.
Well.
So.
It was just a big counteract all that.
Yeah, I did a lot of activity today. Yeah. I should have canceled it all out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean.
Like patting your sweat off with pizza grease.
I at least didn't. At least
with
didn't
the crust.
Get,
still eating it.
At least worked off the calories I was going to put
there.
There's
some Coors Light in this sweat.
Man. So you're at the Funny Stop tonight.
Yes, and tonight.
You're going to be telling jokes.
Shit, I better get there.
You're going to be telling jokes.
I'm going to be telling jokes.
You're in the amateur competition.
I mean, I think that's what I'm going to do.
This is the semifinals, right?
No, this is the finals.
This is the finals. This is the. Yeah. That's why there's 30
this
people.
It's like the Grammys.
Who are you up against?
You. That's why there's
30 people. There's 22 other people.
Oh.
22 other people. Right now.
You got this.
Amber Maida. And she was the only one I know.
She was on the show not too long ago. She's nice. Very funny. I like her.
Yeah. She advanced the night I did.
She said people that aren't white can call her Amber Maida, so that's what I call her.
You're not white?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, so her name is Amber Maida. That's how it's
pronounced. Oh, so I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck. But she lets the white people say Amber Maida.
Well, I've been to Hawaii, though.
So then you can probably start saying Maeda. You're not white anymore.
Well, I'll say it if I'm there.
You've seen a volcano.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can say Maeda. Oh, man. So
if I have a fucking Tony Bahama shirt on.
That's funny.
When in Rome.
What a great great segue. So you're on Funny Stop Show.
Yeah.
And
tonight.
Today, man, yeah. Because the show airs at noon. That's what I wanted to explain. We don't post the show immediately anymore, Dylan. Damn. Only to Patreon subscribers.
Oh, why get does, your dollars worth. I except to, all the people that pay a dollar are going to be confused now.
I meant to say this earlier. I forgot. The yeah, because they're going to get to... They're like, hold on, wait.
They're like, I pay a dollar and they just keep fucking lying to me?
Yeah, yeah. I put the episode up immediately on Patreon now. Patreon.com/LDMPodcast and it goes on our iTunes feed at noon tomorrow.
They get to hear the Jeezy?
So, yep, the Jeezy will be
the
in
Jeezy
there.
The Jeezy free.
The Jeezy is, well, the Jeezy, yeah, you get to hear it.
All right.
But there'll
shouldn't
be
free as a snitch.
There's no ad, there's no ads inserted except for our own.
Nice.
Then no dynamic ads on the Patreon version. So if you want to ad free, semi ad free, and immediately.
What a selling point.
Become a $1 patron. Yeah. On our Patreon. Patreon.com/LWPodcast.
You should. We also do like secret podcasts and unheard content.
Yeah, you're a secret podcast. I posted you doing the raffle on there, the raffle from the last comedy show.
Oh, boy.
And where
how'd that go?
You and Amber.
I don't remember it.
Him and Amber, my fiance, girlfriend.
Fiance?
Fiance, yeah.
Your house doesn't look like you're engaged.
It.
There's an empty steel reserve just on the floor over there.
She likes it. So
yeah, it's one of the fruit ones, too.
Yeah.
This is why he got winded walking from the parking lot of the gorge to the actual trail.
Anyway. Amber and Slim were reading the names and calling stuff off, and they can't read. So it's pretty good. And then I have the part where Jeremy comes on stage, and Jeremy's like, how am I going to follow that? The white rapper and the one ethnic person in the room, and they can't read. I think he actually said one black person. White rapper and the only black person.
Yeah, she was solo, I'm pretty sure.
Can't
read,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know way too many white people. I need to stay away from them.
Most like comedy shows and wrestling rings don't have many black people at them.
There was one.
It's not like Def Jam Presents.
I don't know. Def Jam had a couple video games that were basically...
Yeah.
Oh, I remember
Def
that.
Jam Vendetta. Yeah, yeah. Those were the successors to the...
DMX just fucking people up in the street.
That was the people that made like No Mercy and shit. You remember that game?
Oh, No Mercy is fucking great.
So when their contract with THQ or whoever was publishing the games ended,
THQ didn't renew it, so then they took their engine and put it to the Def Jam games.
Hell really?
Yeah. So the Def Jam games are actually like the successors to No Mercy. So now I really want to play them. I'm like, holy shit! Like,
yeah, never played those.
I didn't know it was. I think I played it like once and was like, this is dope.
I got a 64. If you find the game,
I think it's on PS2.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, because
Vendetta was newer.
Yeah, there was like
No Mercy's on.
N64, hell yeah. Which I've been playing in.
Don't you have a PS4 now?
What's up? No, Amber had a PS4.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I've been playing N64 on my computer. I've been playing Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I loved that game.
Yeah, so I downloaded the... I know it was
on... That first level's cool.
I knew it was on PlayStation also, so I downloaded the PlayStation version.
Yeah.
PlayStation version sucks.
Not as good.
Don't recommend it whatsoever. Right? When you put it side by side with the N64, you're like, holy shit, the N64 looks so much better than PlayStation. But anyway, so...
I thought those graphics were like better than real life.
That was one of the last ones, wasn't it?
Terrible. No, it came out like 98. But so I'm playing Mission Impossible last night, and yeah, I played it till like fucking 3 in the morning.
Hell yeah. Just
face swapping.
Yeah, face swapping's big.
I went to that.
Poison and drinks and shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's the level I was playing last night.
You're a real skeezy dude in that.
I was playing that episode. Yeah, you had the woman in the red dresses trying to murder you. It fucking like haunted me. She was following me all around.
Yeah, she comes in hot.
Yeah, and then she came into the bathroom, so I kept fucking missing her with the blow dart, and then she'd kill me. I kept dying. Yeah. It sucked. Yeah, I was killing people with blow darts last night on Nintendo 64, Angel. Angel just looked over at me like, I would have turned this show off by now. What is wrong with you all?
No.
Nah.
I love it.
Our fans
We're having fun
it.
Over here.
No, it's great.
Yeah, it's totally great. It's totally awesome. So, Dylan Musk.
What up?
Man, it's been a long time since you've been on the show.
I'm at the Funny Stop tomorrow.
Yeah, today. Tonight.
Today.
Tonight. Last time you were on the show was 2015, man.
Yeah.
Think what was like, man, 2015 was so long ago. Think about that. We've been doing this podcast too fucking long.
And it's our last show. Goodbye, guys.
200
Way to go, Dylan.
Your last step.
You really sent us out on their shield. Yep.
You've been last episode.
I'm like,
what
you guys
been
talking about this like that?
Your last episode you were on was 156 episodes ago.
I don't even know what we talked about.
156 episodes ago. I'm sure it was funny. You were always one of my favorite guests.
All right,
because you were funny.
I thought I was one of your favorites, considering the 3-year gap in my appearance. I'm like, I haven't heard from those dudes in a while. Right.
And then how much I yelled at you at the Dwayne Duke recording.
Yeah.
You definitely thought I was mad at you.
No, I didn't.
Wait, what happened there?
He set up his camera right next to my microphone. And I was
where I was
like,
sitting. Yeah, I remember that.
I
set
like,
it in front of his microphone. I wasn't filming your microphone.
Yeah, I was sitting right there. And he's like, hey, can you maybe like go to a different like table?
I was like,
that was the best spot to be.
I was like, I wanted like actual crowd reaction here. I was like, I'm gonna hear you like hustling and bustling on the microphone.
And but then, I wasn't hustling and bustling. I just hit record, and then I didn't laugh at any of Dwayne's jokes.
And then I was like, well, I was like, yeah, you need to laugh or whatever. And he was like, well, I can't laugh behind the camera or the camera's gonna pick up.
I was like, but then I'll screw up my recording.
Yeah, I'll screw up my recording because I was like, well, I need laughter going into this microphone. And yeah, so the recording I got was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, I just had to use fake laughter through the whole thing. No,
well, you would have had to anyway.
No, it was fine. I actually had to cut one of the mics because there was a guy with an obnoxious laugh on.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, the whole fucking time. You all right? No, not that.
Oh, man.
Not Dylan? Okay.
I know. I bet I know who it was because this dude shows up to Cleveland shows and shit, and he's like proud of his laugh, and he ruins every show.
Does he want to like get
He wants
rides?
To like be an actor
he wants
and
to
shit.
Get rides to the shows.
Does he want to get on this show right here?
Yeah, that's that dude.
Yeah, yeah. It was that guy. Yeah.
We should invite him on.
Bobby is friends with him on Facebook, so he might listen.
I'm not.
Of course, Bob added him.
So, I've done shows where he's there, and I'll like be halfway through a setup, and he's like, "Huh?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Bro."
He saw me hanging up a microphone, and he went and sat right underneath.
He's like, "Now's my time to shine." Yep. Bill Franklin, that's his name. I don't care.
Shout out, Bill.
I don't care. Every time he shows up at a show, I'm mad.
Yeah, he wanted to get
here's this guy who thinks every show's an audition for him.
He wanted to get a ride to the show with all the comics. Like, they were going to take a bus. Like,
yeah, you're 50 years older than all of us. Why should we give you a ride? You should be giving us wisdom and war stories, dude.
God damn, yeah. Holy shit. That just, yeah. Sometimes people like that are wild, man.
Holy shit. Yep.
I started thinking of something. I was like, I don't even know if I want to talk about it. We had this guy at work that just quit, but and every time you would say something to him, he'd be like, yeah, I got it. I'm a fucking, I don't even give a fuck. Yeah, I got it.
Boomhauer? Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, man?
They don't give a fuck about
it,
man.
Yeah, people would, like, he always thought somebody was, like, coming at him about something. Like, say, like, a server, like, did it. Like, it was a server's fault, even. They'd be like, oh, I accidentally rang in french fries, and I need something else. And he'd be like, well, I just had one up there. It's like, no, we need a new one. Just put it in the microwave, dude. Like,
no one said it's your fault.
I got it. I had one up there. I got it.
So you guys microwave fries at that shit.
No, not fries.
Better hope your boss was.
She accidentally rang in fries. So she needed one of the microwave sides, like a baked bean or something.
What a bitch.
You microwave baked beans, bro. Baked beans should be sacred.
Remember those talking dog?
You ever been to Applebee's?
They used to work at Applebee's. Steaks, I'm pretty sure.
They microwave everything, man.
I worked at Applebee's for like 4 weeks.
How'd that back room look?
Were you working kitchen or?
No, I was a busboy.
Okay.
I hated it. Dishes. I would show up early and drink beers in my car and then walk in late.
Nice.
So you were washing dishes. So
no, there was other dishwasher guys.
Okay, so you just
they listen to like tables? The same music Holy as Slim shit. Over here.
SoundCloud, they're always
trying
rap.
To talk to me. Like, you listen to metal in your car? You like Bull for My Valentine? Just put the window back up.
I thought you were gonna say SoundCloud rap, but no, you're talking about Bull for My Valentine.
I don't think SoundCloud rap was as big back then.
No, it wasn't.
That was like 5 years ago or something.
Yeah, SoundCloud rap.
No, it was
the
like
thing,
fucking
man.
10 years ago.
SoundCloud rap is the new thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knows.
Slim's trying to get in the SoundCloud rap generation where you just do two different beats in a 2 minute song. And it's very conscious rap, but it's also all about syrup.
I've never drank lean.
Why aren't you on Spotify yet, Slim? That new song you put the video out for, you own the beat, don't you? You can Spotify that shit. Spotify it, man.
Once the tape comes out, I want to drop
the whole
thing.
Who made your video? I'm trying to get in the rap video game.
My buddy Greg McGinnis.
Oh, he's
you can
bad,
make
dude.
My
not even know him.
You can make my rap video, Dylan. You're going to do it for free. I got the great concept.
How about not for free?
Okay.
Could you offer exposure?
$20 and you're tagged in every post?
Yeah, if you're trying to make a video, Dylan, let me know.
Getting tagged in every post is like worse than being fucking paid nothing. You're like, oh, my phone's going off all the time.
I've always wanted to make a music video for the one rap song I have.
Yeah.
Pussy Squirt?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That video be
that
sweet.
Sounds good.
Pussy squirt video.
Bunch of girls with squirt guns and bikinis and shit.
Hell yeah. You're already seeing the vision.
Oh,
you do. You are making
the video. Already have it shot.
It's already frame by frame.
Yeah, I was just waiting for the music.
Like, I did this with my fingers already. Isn't that what the...
I just gotta get my brother and Paul on board.
Yeah.
I don't know if that'll happen.
Do the whole music video. Amish Butter and Polly Pocket. Get their rap
Amish
names, right?
Butter.
They're both in pretty
Amish
serious
butter.
Relationships See, now. I don't know if they'll be able to do Pussy Squirt.
See, Amish Butter as a rap name in 2012 wasn't all that fly. In 2018, though, Amish Butter would be like... cool. That would be the
That's
star. SoundCloud.
That'd be like the
all
next,
capital letters with an X between Amish and Butter.
Actually, you gotta throw a Lil in there.
Lil Amish Butter.
I don't even need that. Like
Lil Amish X Butter.
The next Lil Toenail. Like,
nah, I feel like he's like hot. Amish Butter, aka Big Butter.
I just see him coming out with some hype songs. Like
Amish Butter as a rapper. I want to steal it. Can I get a corn like tusk in my mouth?
You were chasing Amish once.
I was, or what it's called? What is that show called?
Was that not what it
Breaking
was called?
Amish?
Breaking Amish.
Breaking Amish. It was called. I for a Halloween metal show when I was a metal singer. Dylan. All
right.
I
it all comes full circle.
Amish. Yeah.
You had a bowl cut.
What's up? No, no, I just had like corn hanging out of my mouth.
And, that's metal.
And
was it corn with a K?
And and I had a fucking Amish hat.
What? Where was that at?
The Outpost Halloween show.
I think it was, oh, South Dakota.
No, no. South Dakota is my favorite, though. I always name drop South Dakota. Like, once time in South Dakota, I was dying and covered in flies. I think that's my favorite shit to talk about.
What?
Yeah, South Dakota. You never heard that story, Dylan?
No.
It was like 98 degrees. Actually, 98 degrees. Not even an exaggeration.
The band?
Nick Lachey was there.
I was at a 98 degree show.
Yeah, it was a group.
I was very dehydrated.
Water was $12.
So
I bought one, but I kept pouring it on the band.
And I drove through the night very often, like, because I would just drive to the next town overnight.
Were you a trucker?
But basically, you know, we had an 11 seat church van with a trailer on the back of it. So yeah, that's what we toured in, and it still wasn't enough room.
You could start a good canoe company with that.
But so I would drive through the night, so from town to town. So when we got to South Dakota, I basically slept through the day and fucking super hot out, and I'm laying in the. We parked the van behind the venue, right next to the dumpster. And yeah, it was about 90 something fucking degrees, and I fell asleep, and I was just covered in flies all from the dumpster.
Hell yeah.
Completely, like, just from head to toe covered in flies.
You were the lord of the flies.
And so bandmates just thought I was dead.
Did they just play the show?
They just played without, they didn't even bother wake me up.
Instrumental show.
Like, give it up, our singer died!
So metal.
I
took the worst picture ever on my Instagram of you in that biker Amish.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, you
now.
A straw hat.
I was like,
okay.
What is an Amish?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, dude. I can't find it.
I think you have a flannel shirt on. I can't tell.
Yeah.
Out here
this picture
smoking
I took is so
big
blurry.
Doinks and
smoking
Amish.
Big doinks.
R.I.P.
Smoking big doinks in heaven now.
Yo, RIP to that dude.
This
for real.
2012. I had Instagram in 2012.
I'm
That's
trying to
crazy.
Find a photo.
Damn,
I can't.
But
did you start Instagram?
Ah, there I am. I was breaking on my show.
Hell yeah!
Oh, there's a good photo of it.
You look real sunburned.
So that's how that's what I performed in. It was really hard.
Here's that stressed
like
ass
that.
Cat.
Oh, I wasn't sunburned, man. It's just the filters. No, I might have been sunburned. You don't remember heavy filters on pictures back then?
Oh
back
yeah.
Yeah, so
everyone thought it was sweet.
We're showing pictures on audio right now, so we might as well move on.
We have been doing it all episode.
Earlier, I felt like there was more reference.
We'll tweet it out, right? You guys do that?
If you join our Patreon, we'll show you Sean breaking Amish.
Fuck. Yeah. Dylan, you're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, any of that stuff?
Not Twitter.
Just you
Facebook.
Gave up Twitter?
Yeah. Well, I gave up like 5 years ago, and then I was like, I think that's still out there. So I deleted that shit. It might still be
That's
there.
That's where you gotta tell your one-liners.
I got
on
glitter
Twitter.
All over my finger.
I like to tell my one-liners on stage because...
Oh, it's probably from the...
I didn't want to be Twitter
from that. I got fair. Glitter all over my finger, and it's probably from tearing at my label like a crazy
They put
person.
Glitter on that now?
That's how the Rockies turn blue.
It's not single
so,
mom
yeah.
enough.
My finger's glittery. Is it glittery? It's like dirty.
I think
glittery.
I see some.
I wrote a one-liner about Ted Nugent on my Twitter, and I was like, that was the last tweet I ever made.
Nugent?
I was like, I banned myself from this.
You're like, he'll see it someday.
No, I was like, this is so, it was just a low point in my life. I was like, I'm never going to tweet again after this. I said Ted Nugent should start a gent band called Ted Nugent.
Ooh.
And he should.
Yeah, I'd probably call it quits after
yeah,
that.
I called it quits.
probably call it quits.
Probably delete the app. Yep.
Yeah.
And retire.
Packed up my bags.
Retiring.
I'd go to like Twitter headquarters and be like, you got to take this down.
So on Instagram, you're Dylan Lusk, but with a V instead of a U on
yeah,
Lusk.
Because of black metal.
No. People can hire you freelance for your video work.
Right.
You're. What are you out there? Are you shooting anything? You doing any stand up or anything?
Yeah. Am I shooting
mean,
any stand-up?
Yeah, filming any stand-up?
No, not really. I feel like the last one I did was Dwayne Duke.
Yeah. And that was just you filming it for him, his personal stuff. He still never even sent me those videos. So I have all the good audio.
I think I have them.
Like, he wanted to post some videos to promote the album coming out, and they were just, like, random, like, videos.
Yeah.
They might have been from a good camera, but they were, I was like, no, I mean...
No, they were from a good camera. Don't I was like, well, talk
they,
shit.
They weren't from this show. Oh. They were, like, shit shot in, like, Kansas City and stuff.
He's like, yeah, you did it. I don't know. Might have been all right.
but no, it was like shit shot in Kansas City. I was like, no, I'd rather, like, use... the album audio to promote the album. Gotta look professional. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, so he's, but I never got the Dylan video.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have
just
it?
Just doing
you
a bunch of corp. I got it.
Yeah, send I it to so. Me. You Google Drive that shit.
I think it's bigger than that.
Dylan hates cats.
I like cats. That cat just
got looks, your shit.
It's got really bad anxiety or something.
He wants you to pet him. He walked right in front of you. Though.
He does
shake his ass.
Have,
and
he does have really bad anxiety.
Yeah, but yeah, they miss
ripping
me.
His hair out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They miss me,
body man. Dysmorphia.
They got the anxiety.
The anxiety.
It's tough being a black cat in America today. I get it.
Fucking A. So, Dylan, funny stop tonight.
It's
the finals. You're gonna win.
Yeah,
I feel it. Yep. Last time I said that about somebody, they won. So you
sweet
I'm saying it
was
now.
It Tim Wolf?
Yeah,
hell yeah. Tim
Wolf. I was the only.
I hope he doesn't show up, or I won't win.
Tim had one friend with him, and I showed up for him. Everybody else was like friends and family of the other comics, and he still won. Like, I was proud of him.
Someone else told me they were like, the first time I saw Tim that night, I was like, you're gonna win.
Yeah, he.
He just won another contest and is having
in
trouble
Youngstown,
getting paid.
Yeah, they ain't paying him.
The
that's
Youngstown,
what Big Chevy said.
The Youngstown won.
No, he said they got him like some of the money at least. Yeah,
the promoter like.
I guess that dude does it all the time.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's the promoter dream. Just fucking book a show and then skip town. Just do it town to town to town. That would I want to do that. Like all
that's just what they did.
And they all had awesome names too. Like there used to be this guy in Akron named Blue Rob. Blue Rob.
Blue
man.
Rob.
Yeah, you know he's just a shady ass. He don't even use his real name. Oh, I'm Blue Rob. All right.
Blue you think his Rob. Real name was Rob?
And he's I'm gonna give you. yeah,
he's like, Rob Blue.
So anyway, let's end this show. It was very fun having you on, Dylan.
Glad to be back.
I appreciate you coming. This was a good time. I'm glad you're back out and about and coming down to Akron for shows again.
Yeah.
I
won't be, though.
You're going to be winning. You're going to be a finals. Even if you don't win, you made it to the finals. It's like, you know, runner-up is better than no-up, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I could come in 23rd, theoretically.
I was going to say, that's not what LeBron says.
Yeah, it's not what Ricky
What, he could come
says.
In 23rd? His number?
Could he come in?
I was talking about the runner.
All right, let's.
Just as good.
The what? I heard it. I just want you to say it again so I can stall for time so I can look up Blues Traveler runaround.
The runner up.
Runner up. I thought you said the runaround. I was like, runaround, Blues Traveler. Say it again.
Oh. No.
Nope.
Sure won't.
I don't know what I said, and I feel like you're trying to get me to say something else.
Yeah, I thought you said a different word. No, I thought you said run around, but you said
one time I went to Roadrunner Video, which doesn't exist anymore, when I was a kid, and I bought a video game I really wanted to play. It was probably like Flintstones or something, but I got Blues Traveler instead, and I was so fucking pissed because I was like 6, and I didn't give a fuck about Blues Traveler.
Do you now?
It's all right. I still don't like. I hold a grudge against. Like I.
And what did you try?
When
to
I finally
get?
Watched the movie, I was like, I don't even want to fucking watch this because I hate Blues Traveler because they fucked me when I was a kid.
And Blues Traveler fucked you as a kid. Fuck.
This dude was
oh,
into
wait,
weird
no, I'm
shit.
I'm thinking of Blues just... Brothers.
What?
Blues Brothers. The game.
Blues Brothers, the game.
Movie. Blues Traveler sucks.
Yeah. Blues Traveler. I
just watched.
I forgot.
Kissing.
I forgot.
It's 90s like white people.
I forgot
music.
Blues Traveler even existed.
This guy had a lot of guns and marijuana.
It's my uncle has a pool radio music
and harmonicas.
Drinking a Mountain Dew and a koozie.
Where he got pulled over somewhere with just like 16 guns and 10 pounds of weed.
Just 16 guns?
Yeah, just
what the
like
fuck.
He had 38 holsters, but only 10 of them had guns in them. the rest had harmonicas.
He's like, I got big plans, dude.
America.
Let's have a good day.
Been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.